You strike me as a person that eats a banana for the shape, not the taste.
Right here, baby.
He has no comeback for that.
Boom.
Yeah, what's wrong with slight curvature?
Because it's of a food. It's shaped like a penis.
Let's hear it.
No, you messed me up.
Sorry, okay.
I censored myself, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you for what?
You done messed me up.
Sorry, go right
I here. Have a bundle of horse jerky.
Get out of here.
I'm dead serious. Dude, yeah. They sent it to me. It's the Wasatch Wagyu horse jerky made with Wagyu horse. Wagyu I'm about to try horse. It for the first time.
So it's like expensive horse.
Yeah, dude, this is it's Wagyu horse.
From America?
From Japan, dude.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to try one?
For yeah, give me one that's not spicy.
Not spicy?
No, there's some crazy spicy ones
I got
in there.
natural sweet and spicy.
That sounds good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Give it a toss. That. Thank you.
Did you want to try one as well?
A spicy one would be great.
Okay, good.
Yeah. See? Unlike Caleb.
There's ghost pepper horse in there.
Yeah, I'm going ghost pepper. I'm going
natural jalapeno and horse Wagyu.
Okay.
This is great.
Are you aware of how they murder their horses?
You know, I didn't ask.
They have a hammer cannon.
Hammer
cannon. Call it, yeah.
Oh, nice.
A hammer cannon. They put 100 hammers in a cannon and just put the horse in front.
I don't think that's how
it tenderizes it on impact and death.
That sounds terribly difficult to reload.
It is. It takes 30 minutes to reload, especially trying to pull the hammers out of the horse. Like that's like somehow they have to get sawed.
That doesn't sound good for the meat, Caleb.
It tenderizes it.
Oh, based on my research, if you start extracting the meat before the horse is dead, you don't get all the adrenaline dump in the meat.
Oh.
So that actually sounds like a more ethical way to the people eating the meat to get the meat from the horse.
Yeah. There's no time to be scared when you get hit with 100 hammers from 4 feet away by a cannon.
At once. Split second.
Yeah.
100 hammers a second.
4 feet away.
100 hammers a second.
100 hammers a second is what this cannon is rated.
Is it good?
You now can that tell.
Everybody's put
you
it in their mouth. In the is flavor. It good?
It tastes a lot like donkey. It's really good.
Yeah.
You can't even tell it's horse.
No,
you can't tell it's horse. This is delicious.
Wait, mine says beef. What did yours say?
This horse. One's horse.
Oh. Okay.
Says bits of real weasel as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Fuck, I feel like I can run faster. How do you feel?
I could probably do a backflip.
JT?
I legitimately feel like my blood is pumping better.
Did you just eat all of that already?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was delicious.
You only have like 16 more, so slow down.
Yeah.
I gotta wash it down.
I'm like some horse.
I gotta wash it down.
Come here, buddy.
What's the name on this again? Wasatch
Wagyu.
Well, if you want your own
rare breed.
Horse meats, go on over to wasatchwagyu.com.
I just got a big sip.
Use code PIE.
This is a drink.
That is a drink.
Okay.
In a healthy container.
Yeah.
You've got the drink inside the cup.
Yeah. This is Max. This is Max liquid.
You had it above that.
I did.
Ultimate liquid.
Yeah.
Is where you were at.
This is
ultra max.
A vodka soda water.
Oh, God.
What?
It looks like there's no bubbles at all.
That one pairs great with horse.
Okay, yeah. That'd be, oh, wow.
That stings the whole way down.
Yeah, it's because you just had a spicy horse stick and now you're drinking pure vodka.
Why do you have to be such a judgy person?
I'm not. I'm just trying to show you the error of your.
Did that sound scolding to you?
But it did sound a little scoldy.
But I didn't mean to come off that way.
He didn't really totally mean it that way.
I was just trying to look out for you, you know. Yeah.
How are you looking out? I have Max Liquid.
That's a great question. Why were you doing that?
Well, I mean, I know once you have so many spicy horse sticks, you can only have so much vodka before something bad happens.
He doesn't want anything bad.
What was this something bad? The fire? Are you talking about the fire again? We're not supposed to talk about the fire.
I think you should tell him about the fire.
I'm not telling anybody about the fire.
Has he told you about the fire?
I've not heard about it.
I'm not talking
I think
about
you should tell
fire.
Him about the fire.
Talk about the fire.
I'm not talking about the fire, dude.
Hey, you should probably tell him about
emojis in the
it.
Chat if you think you should talk about fire.
Stop it. Do not put fire emojis in the chat at all. Hey, by the way, we have a ritual here. I'm hoping you could read my mind. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a prayer. And you've been going to church lately, so this is probably right up your alley.
I was going to ask if I could lead a prayer, but go ahead.
Yeah, so in this prayer...
Today's your lucky day.
You're speaking to all of the listeners out there that are commuting right now. Yeah. And we want you to instruct them to take their hands off the wheel.
Okay.
And close their eyes and put their foot on the gas. So that's kind of just the only direction you get. You can go any direction you want. But just make sure that you're instructing them to close their eyes and take their hands off the wheel.
Yeah, you're bringing them on a journey after they close their eyes, basically.
Yeah, so speak directly to them. You can look right in your center camera there.
Would you guys mind bowing your heads?
Yes.
Let me take my hat off.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Dear L. Ron Hubbard, the most godly of all the Scientologists, gods, we pray to you that our listeners have a safe commute with their eyes closed. They're primed to be abducted by the extraterrestrial afterlife aliens and the afterlife aliens. We just pray that their foot goes hard into the accelerator.
Amen.
Probably in the right direction. And we ask all this in Tom Cruise's name. Amen.
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 In Tom Cruise's name, man.
And use code PIE for 30% off your ambulance ride.
Yeah.
Honestly, anywhere you go, ask if they have the code PIE. You know,
and then get very irate if they do not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be mean about it.
At In-N-Out Burger, I placed my order and I said, I'm using discount code PIE. And they said, what? I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, don't say what to me. Discount code PIE.
Keep your fucking burger, dude.
Yeah.
Keep your burger. And then you stormed out.
That's exactly what I did after I paid for the burger and got it.
Yeah. And left with it.
Yeah. And he got a discount, though.
Yeah.
Pie.
It works.
It's 3.14.
Almost every store one. Works, yeah.
3.14159 if we extend it.
Yeah,
You won up to me, you know?
Thank you. I studied some pie? Math. Yeah. Studied some pie.
Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I studied at Josh Hopkins.
Josh, that's a fucking... Of all the Hopkins, Josh... He
is the younger brother.
I mean, Caleb could tell you better than I could about his scholarly inquisitiveness into the pi numbers that we already knew and what he discovered about what we already knew. I mean, you were talking to me for 3-4 hours about this before the show.
Yeah, yeah. We talked a whole lot about pi and how the number just goes on for so long.
Yeah, but
quite a while.
He himself taught me quantumology.
Josh, really? Josh himself did.
Yeah.
Dang.
Does he have other teachers at the university? Yeah. Or is it still just him teaching?
No. It's all in that that old high school in Mobile, Alabama, right near the railroad track.
Okay. Yeah. I went there.
He bought that from the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I didn't know we were gonna get into the scholarly discussion so fast.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, have y'all been thinking about Stephen Hawking as much as I have lately?
I have, actually. Yeah. I think he would have been really great in the Fast and Furious series.
Yeah, he was good.
What, with hand controls?
Mind controls.
Yeah. You really think that they could narrow link him to
technically he's like kind of gritting his teeth on a controller, but it's mostly mind.
He didn't have hands, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So... was he really smart or was he just really bored?
He was an astrologer. And what he was, it wasn't either smart or bored. He was on Epstein's Island. And obviously innocent. I mean, easiest defense case. I could defend the guy in court just like, Your Honor, my client wasn't there under his own will.
Well, all the somebody bad places pushed him didn't there. Have a ramp.
Somebody brought him there.
I think his team of handlers are probably putting him in precarious situations just to with them, like, hey, probably. J6, let's wheel him in Epstein's Island, let's get him there.
No.
Yeah.
What that's all actually, you can do. Yes, yeah. Steven.
Like, I bet you could run a report though of every voice command he ever typed. So you could literally read a script of his whole life.
But not to get too conspiratorial, was it him typing those voice commands?
He was married too, wasn't he?
He was married twice.
How do you, if you're married to a person that can't move?
Oh, wait, yeah, because he wasn't like that his whole life, right?
He was like it for too much of his life.
Yeah, the majority of it.
What was it?
There's a whole movie about that.
It was, he had like a form of being human calamari, and it was severe. His second wife was actually his nurse's aide. He didn't really leave, but he left his first wife for the nurse's aide.
Wow.
I like to think more of the first wife left because where's Steven going to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Not far.
Agreed. that's wild.
That's pretty impressive.
What do you think his go-to pickup line was? Like ASL?
Bjorp.
Put the B word.
Bjorp? Like,
Bjorp.
What the f*** is that?
Some kind of robot noise.
Bjorp. Bjorp. I mean, you gotta think about that. Like a guy that can't move. Mm-hmm. That has extra teeth in his bottom jaw.
No.
Was able to leave his wife for another woman.
Nor could he exude any charm.
Yeah.
He probably stunk, too, just sitting in that chair all day.
Okay, so.
And she's probably the one cleaning him up.
He probably didn't stink too bad.
Yeah, God,
she's a good nurse.
Yeah, maybe she was making sure.
Women are broken sometimes. You know, she's like, I want this broken body. Yeah. I could fix him. That's probably what it was. She's
think she thought that?
I could fix
him. She definitely thought that.
I could fix, this is my project.
Yeah. She's going to rebuild him.
Bigger, faster,
and then she
stronger.
Tries to like.
Please tell me this is the title of this episode: Rebuild Stephen Hawking.
And she tries to like straighten him out, and just fractures his spine,
everything
and ribs.
Shattering. Yeah, and then it's
did
just
he have scoliosis?
Skin.
Is that what it was? Was it bad scoliosis?
I think it was just scoliosis. Yeah, just. He had a little scoliotic.
Like a
I
little
mean, I feel like yeah. I feel like. They accidentally spilled the ooze on him from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
You think that's what would happen?
I mean, fuck,
with
dude.
A brain like that, you think that he just, it was like crippled now instead of just like ultra powerful.
Ooze, the ooze spilled on him, but there was nothing for it to morph into. Yeah. So it just like kind of shriveled you up.
And maybe that's what gave him the brain power, took away his physical power and put it all
put
in
it
his
all.
Brain.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of like
one, but that's my strength. Question. Yeah. Yeah. Is was he uncontrollably smart or did he just, because he couldn't move, all he did was read and learn his entire life.
That's some Professor X kind of stuff, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think? Uncontrollably smart. Like, does it hurt to think?
Huh?
You said uncontrollably smart. Like, does it hurt to think?
I mean, look it up. Did he have, like, some weird IQ? Like,
he had
was
a crazy
he born?
IQ, I think.
Yeah, I think he invented Einstein.
Yeah. 160, is that good?
Yeah, I think that's right.
160, I'm not smart enough
that's
to know if
good.
That's
is
that that
pretty
decent?
Good, yeah. I think, what is it? It's
we like should probably take IQ tests.
Low 110s is like average or something.
Yeah, I think like Forrest Gump was 150.
Yeah.
So 160 is good.
Pretty good. If he's smarter than Forrest Gump, then he's, that's
simply
smart.
Irresistible. That's what he was playing on his Walkman when he was hitting on that.
So normal IQ is 100.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, above 130 is above average, and under 70 is just dumb.
Wouldn't like 101 be above average?
Technically, yeah.
It'd be above mean, but probably still in the range of average.
Should we all take IQ tests to see where we're at?
Is there a quick IQ test? Is it IQ or I2?
I think it's I2.
Is there a quick I2 test we can take, Dave?
Like a 3-question one?
Yeah, like
potentially three tops. Yeah. Just multiple
the
choice.
The fastest IQ test.
It's behind a paywall.
Oh, come on, man.
I can never get past those.
Everything.
Speaking of Stephen Hawking, y'all know David Blaine was also... And the court docs proving he was in Epstein's home.
Damn.
The magician.
Just appeared there and then on accident, maybe?
I don't think he's actually a magician. Did I say David Blaine? David Copperfield.
Okay, yeah.
So two magicians.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I didn't know that.
Two David magicians.
So Copperfield
invented by Dave Magician in 1975.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Which one is it?
I think it was actually David Copperfield. And I don't think that proves he's a pedophile, but it definitely proves he's a fraud. Because like on those docs, if there was ever a time you'd want to make something disappear,
be that, yeah.
It's like,
or I would.
When are they going to
teleport out of there? That'd be the first thing.
When are they going to publish the docs?
Go behind the pyramids instead.
I'm like, you know what?
Did he really come out and like start naming names recently? I saw a video. I wasn't sure if it was real. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm asking. Oh, I saw a video.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
No, but he's on first. Did he? Is on first.
Well, I don't know if he did
Epstein
or not.
Epstein is on second. Did he is on third.
Okay.
Did he? Mm-hmm. He was sitting on a fountain with one of his children, and he started naming names. Just a big-ass list of names. And then he goes, if I go down, all y'all going down. I just saw that video. I don't know if it's real, because like nowadays with AI, you can make anything.
Did he say any of our names?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, it is probably legit then.
Yeah, it was like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, everybody said that one. Everybody's been talking about that one for a while.
Yeah, I'd believe
I've heard a million things about people making him suck dick.
Yeah.
But he's making Kevin Hart
the right suck height dick. For
yeah,
it.
Yeah, literally. Like they said, they're like, remember when Kevin Hart just appeared out of fucking nowhere and was like the most paid dude ever? And
Cat Williams was talking about that with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was who it was. That was like, yeah, I know he's sucking everybody's dicks. Like, yeah.
That's all it takes, though? Like one blowjob?
I mean, it probably was.
It's
some,
multiple.
That was some. A lot of blowjobs, probably a lot of
at least
ass
a baker's.
I'm just saying, it seems like such a low price.
Well, like, yeah, it's like
he's a short
like,
guy.
Man, I would love. I'll make you hyper famous, and you'll get paid $15 million a movie picture, but just give me one sucky. Like that's it.
Like at what point does a self-respecting man draw the line there?
Seven suckies.
Eight figures.
Yeah.
So 15, that's eight figures. He was a self-respecting man.
I don't
man.
Put, yeah, sure. You know, I don't put a lot of, you know, I would just pretend I was in jail and be like, okay, but now I'm just getting $15 million.
Yeah. It's like that's a good jail.
That's that's a strong mindset. Yeah,
it's, right a there, new, like, it's a new type of jail.
I'm in prison. I'm in prison.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's someone's like, you're going to suck it. You're like, oh, man. And I mean, just going to have to go back to a cell. But no, in this scenario, I go back to getting a giant check.
Yeah. I mean, we all do it for free. So him doing it for $15 million, especially with that kind of winner's mindset that you outline.
Well, yeah, that's real dog and shit right there.
You're a mathematician. Let's break this down. Like, okay, Kevin Hart has probably made between $50 and $100 million, probably just in the last like 5-10 years, right?
Sure.
Okay, let's say he had to suck 10 suckies. He had to do 10. And let's say what our average sucky time, maybe 4 minutes. What? Mm-hmm. You think?
He could be, what if he's really good at it?
Okay, 2 minutes.
I'd be doing what's a the medium, best job let's, I could,
what's
I could
our median
ever.
Suck time on this?
I'd say, well, 3 minutes would
3 minutes.
Be.
Yeah, okay, 3 minutes is good.
Yeah.
So at 3 minutes, he had to do it 10 times. It's 30 minutes of sucky.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a current net worth, according to Google, of $450 million.
450? That's four times what I just said. Okay, $450 million. What's his age?
What is he, like 44?
I would guess 72.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, 81.
44.
Okay.
All right.
It's close.
Times that by 365.
Oh. That nobody knows that kind of math.
Yeah. Well, he's going to do it right here. Here we're figuring this out.
So...
Yeah, that's insinuating he started sucking dick day one out of the womb.
No, though. No. Give me, what's that number?
What, 365 times 44?
Yeah.
Give me a second. 16,060.
All right, times that by 24.
Are you getting like the per hour? 385, 440.
All right, now times that by 60.
23.1 million.
That I don't know if that sounds right. We're how
it's
many?
Probably not. I'm not.
How many
to be
minutes?
Smart.
How many minutes has Kevin Hart been alive? Is what we're figuring out here.
The average life is 581,600 minutes.
See, that's
no, that's from Rent. That's 1 year.
1 year is 500,000 minutes. That might be right.
Wait, did I just say you're wrong when I just confirmed what you said?
Wait, 23 million? That could be right. 23
million minutes.
I didn't know Kevin Hart was in Rent, though. Okay, that's a bombshell right there.
Not
23 million minutes, and he did sucky for 30 of those minutes. So then
for 450 million is his net worth?
For 450 million. So as we break this down, this is all math now.
I know,
so 30 minutes is sucky. To 23 million minutes of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
You can dilute those 23 minutes down pretty quick.
Yeah.
Or was it...
How 23 many? Million minutes he's been alive.
But what was it? 30 minutes of sucky?
30 minutes of sucky.
Yeah, 30 minutes of sucky compared to millions of minutes. And you're peeing in the ocean at that point.
Exactly.
It's fine.
And
that's fine.
And now that's you've
a blink,
got...
A blink
now
in
you've
your life.
Got $450 million. Dollars,
yeah.
And you're not... Just doing it for free in prison, going back to a cell. See, this checks out.
And there's no college debt.
If you have listened to other amazing podcasts like Mike Glover, Black Rifle Coffee's podcast, or even Joe Rogan, you've definitely heard about Firecracker Farms Hot Salt. This salt is absolutely delicious. It adds a hint of spice to anything that you want to eat without changing the flavor of the thing that you're eating. I use it on everything from breakfast to sandwiches at lunch and soup at dinner, pasta, everything. This hot salt makes everything better, but it does not go good in your eyes.
And this little pusher is awesome. It is like solid steel. You could beat someone in the head with it if they were maybe trying to rob you or something during a meal. But I put this stuff on everything, my eggs in the morning, steaks, but basically anything else that you need a little kick, a little extra taste to, put this on it, a few pops, you're ready for some yum-yum time.
So don't put it in your eyes, put it in your food. It's great. That's firecracker.farm. Code PI for 20% off your order.
So what exactly. We're saying here on the podcast.
I do the sucky, dude.
Yes.
I think we just solved student debt. Don't go to school. Yeah. Suck
just sucky. Suck
ditty.
So like if there was a guy who could offer this to like Hollywood hungry people, like let's just say his name's like Harvey.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there was like young women, because like too many men get opportunities like Kevin Hart. But if there was like, for young women, like a Uma Thurman up and coming, hey, I want to make it big. If he were to offer this kind of sucky service for career advancement, monetary advancement, we're talking health insurance, dental, vision, I think that kind of guy would be revered in Hollywood.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty good point.
Well, you're going to Uma Thurman, so that's a Quentin, right? You're going with Quentin. I have a theory about that. Yeah. I have a theory.
About Quentin and Uma?
Well, yeah, maybe. Mm. I mean, the thing was, is he's a writer and a director, right? He makes movies.
Yeah.
And he is obviously searching for a mate, you know?
Mm, like an animal.
Well, he's searching for his person, human.
His human.
His human. Mm. He's searching for his human. His human. Mm. So I think his thought process goes to, well, what if I got with somebody that, you know, does what I do, you know, not necessarily directs, but acts in my movies, and then we could do this together as a thing, as a bonding thing. Yeah. So in the beginning, he's like, oh, well, I really like you romantically, and, you know, what if we were dating, and then I just put you in all my movies? And in the beginning, she's probably like, wow, that sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And then she just agreed to it without like knowing him or liking him. And then it comes to the point where she's like, I don't like him. And now it's like, oh, he just got me in here to do all this. It's diddy.
I like where you're going. Basically, men are the victims in this situation.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like all his, but I honestly don't know any of the story. So I'm just making all of this up.
No, you're not. Don't be so humble.
Don't admit defeat that fast.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay. So there's a lot of stories about him and Uma?
There's some.
I don't think I've known. I didn't know that.
About Quentin and Uma? Yeah. I think there's stories also about Uma and Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein? But I didn't know about
Harvey's way, like, I don't.
You have a Harvey Weinstein poster in your house.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
You just showed me signed.
That is literally Carlson.
You told me you paid $35,000 for this signed poster of Harvey Weinstein.
Stop laughing.
You seen it.
He's such a fibber. No, Harvey.
All right, okay, you don't.
Harvey wasn't like, approving movies. He wasn't making them. So I don't buy that with him of like, oh, no, I was just trying to find a girl that I could settle down with that does what I do. No, Harvey was just, no, fuck him.
He sucks. Sound defensive.
No.
He's a Weinstein sympathizer.
No, I'm not. Harvey sucks, dude. Harvey sucks and a half.
That I want you to commit to taking that poster down.
I don't have the poster.
Okay.
That's Biff, dude. That ain't a Weinstein.
I guess, we're just making things up here? Is that what
we're doing? Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
Then you don't,
I mean, we just
you don't
kind
have
of
a poster.
We just kind of fabricated the whole thing between Tarantino and Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
None of us really actually know the story. Like, you're gonna be like, I don't think that's a real story. I'm like, I don't know.
I read that before, right after I wrote it.
Oh, if you wrote it though, you can technically quote it accurately as much as you want.
True.
Something you just found a fucking loophole in life, dude.
That's something I learned from Stephen Hawking during my mentorship with him. Yeah, I spent 3 summers laying right beside him and We did archery together. It was great.
He doesn't do archery, dude.
No, he lays there when you do whatever you want. Yeah,
that's cool.
He never objects to anything.
Who is the smartest person you've ever talked to?
I would say my old next door neighbor, Drew Downey. Yeah, he was an alcoholic.
But wise.
Very wise.
Okay. Very smart, huh? Yeah. Drew Downing.
Drew Downey.
You can't even Wikipedia this guy. He's that smart.
You probably can. He won the Ohio State Pole Vault Championship in 1999. Jamie, look it up. Pull it up, Jamie.
I got a headshot. Wait, are we talking about a Melbourne-based musician?
No, he was Ohio.
Oh, he's not online.
It's probably not real then if it's not online.
That's true.
Do you think that he told you that he was a pole vault champion and that he never was?
Maybe that was like a cool joke that he's like,
oh, I'm going to tell like JP I was a pole vault champion.
Do you think he would lie about something like that?
Do you people get intimidated when talking to you?
Never.
Not once.
No.
You're lying.
Little bit. Caleb gets a little.
That's a fibbing face. Well, I mean, Caleb had to put on safety glasses to sit next to you.
It's a little intimidating by me.
Those are Pit Viper safety glasses. Yeah.
Caleb, if I could share some of your thoughts. Okay. It's like, oh, JP, he can bench press 300 pounds less than me. Mm. He weighs 150 pounds less than me. I'm a little bit scared of him.
That's literally exactly what I said to Jared. I whispered it to him, and I told him not to tell, but it sounds like he told.
You were tickling my ear, though.
Yeah.
I was just reading the room.
Okay.
Jared didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah, well, I hate that I exude that so easily, but that is actually what I'm thinking. Yeah. So
Caleb's, at least one person gets intimidated talking to me.
It's definitely me in here.
Yeah. So.
You don't have people at your meet and greets or after the comedy shows that are just shaking?
I'm usually shaking and they're like, they feel bothered by me because I want to meet them.
Yeah.
I get like starstruck by people I don't know, mostly. It's weird. It's a condition.
And you pull out dolls of them, exact person that was just in the crowd. You're like, this is my doll of you.
Some of them, Kevin. Yeah. And I dress like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's ultimate troll.
It is. Yeah. It's
Caleb's been experimenting with ultimate milk lately.
Ultimate milk?
It's going really
well. Do tell.
Yeah, you just take whole milk, heavy whipping cream,
condensed
milk, and powdered milk, and you just mix them all together.
That's exactly what ultimate milk should be.
Yeah. And then you just
can you imagine how much growth you will sustain if you drink ultimate milk?
I'd imagine you grow like a cow.
Yeah.
Put you can hear your bones growing.
500-600 pounds a year.
Yeah, easy.
Easy. And that's probably if you're not even drinking that much ultimate milk.
Just like one glass a day.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, you can put your arm up to your ear and you hear.
But the bones are growing. They're getting thicker.
You don't hear any bones growing right now.
No, because I'm not on ultimate.
You're not milk. You're not growing bone, dude.
Is ultimate milk banned by USADA?
Not yet. They're kind of nervous to take it on.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
The FDA.
What else can it do for you?
It can grow fingers back. That's one of the things I've been testing.
And ears.
With a casein.
Yeah, it grew some ears back in some of the cases.
Fingers and ears.
It grew a couple people extra ears.
Always. It's not always where you want an ear to be.
And then you start having a lot of teeth.
Wow. Like rows, like a shark.
Was Stephen Hawking on Ultimate Milk?
He may have tried Ultimate Milk. He may have been the first one to try Ultimate Milk.
He was on the beta version.
Does it... Do the brain power thing, this ultimate milk?
You know, I've not experienced any brain power yet. Just mostly the bone thing.
Yeah.
And the teeth,
Bone and the teeth, dude. Yeah, the teeth is, you know right away.
Yeah.
You drink ultimate milk for 2 days and then teeth start growing. Yeah.
It's weird. I like to think of bones as like teeth inside my body and skin.
Pretty much the same thing,
Yeah.
These are just like arm bones and arm teeth.
Yeah. I've never, have y'all ever gotten like a arm cavity or a tibial cavity?
No, thankfully not. Yeah.
I think they stay clean because your skin is like a envelope around your
keeping
teeth.
All the
and it's brushing. Your muscles are like the toothbrush.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you went to medical school in one summer.
Several times.
Like you hold the record for med school, right? Like you took the MCATs. aced them.
Yeah, and when I did that, I was competing for Canada. So granted, it's a little bit of a lowered standard, but it's still pretty impressive. Pretty
up there, yeah.
But I trained a lot, and you know, I went in there, and I just had the mindset of a champion, and I said, I'm gonna do my best to guess accurately as much as I can. Aced it. Then I was practicing as a doctor in Canada. They're doing a lot of euthanasia now. They consider it medical assistance in dying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can do this. Yeah. I can purposely.
Do you remember the Godfather of all that?
Reasons. The Godfather
of euthanasia.
Oh, Jack Kevorkian.
Kevorkian.
Yeah.
You know why I know that name? Mad Magazine. Back in the day, they made so many Kevorkian jokes.
I remember it because I was raised in Ohio. And he was in Michigan, I think.
Yeah.
So it was always on like the local news, like, hey, he's killing people.
Dr. Kevorkian.
But as a Canadian doctor myself, I'm like, he's not killing people. He is helping people.
Yeah.
You know, when that was all in the news, I forget what age I was, but I actually thought 13. They were talking about like Asian kids.
Mm.
Like they just kept saying the euthanasia, and I thought it was just Asian kids.
Euthanasia, yeah. Wow.
But not all euthanasia are Chinese, so I think you should differentiate to bring representation.
I was
to
watching Legends.
I don't think I should.
Asians.
Legends of the Hidden Temple, dude.
When?
I was watching Legends of the Hidden Temple.
When that came on TV?
Yeah.
About the euthanasia?
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading Mad Magazine, like a physical copy.
Damn, that's cool.
Watching Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I was learning to kickflip when 9/11 happened in
Australia.
Green
monkeys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was outside by the beach learning to kickflip.
The blue barracudas.
Did you land it? So did they.
Do you think if you would have been here, you could have like helped prevent it?
I probably could have stopped it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I would have been here when I was 10, I probably could have stopped it.
I could imagine. Like the butterfly effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Things would have been different.
It probably would have never happened if I would have been here. This might be my bad, but who knows for sure.
Jared, what would you say you despise most about Caleb?
He strikes me as a person that shits on a stove.
Electric or gas?
Gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and call you out on that one. I don't believe that I do. You know how I am about my shits and how I like to be very clean and I like to use a bidet and I'm very, very conscious about that.
So you don't shit on the gas stove.
No.
You shit on the electric stove.
I shit on the toilet. And sometimes in the woods.
All right.
Yeah. Can you
That joke came from Baker Levitt, by the way.
Ew, why?
He just texted
he's telling the truth. Yeah. You can tell by his pupil dilation. Mm-hmm.
You strike me as a person that eats a banana for the shape, not the taste.
Mm.
Right here, baby.
He has no comeback for that.
Boom.
Yeah, what's wrong with slight curvature?
Because it's
of a food.
It's shaped like a penis. You can't tell him, Jared.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like just like
you strike me as a person that sucks your own nipples for the milk. Why'd you just do that?
Sometimes I want milk, dude, and there's not any readily available. Mm-hmm.
That's locally farmed milk.
I know what I'm putting in to make this prime milk.
You're the type of person that has been removed like from an
milk,
airplane.
Though. It's Infinity Milk.
Infinity Milk?
Yeah. You put Ultimate Milk in, you get Boy Milk out, Infinity Milk.
Mm.
Easy.
Yeah. You just,
Caleb,
it's the milk loop.
Yeah.
Well, I apologize, Jared.
Yeah.
Really went hard at you.
Yeah, he did.
And I was just trying to bring
things. He just kept going.
I was trying to bring peace and unity to the show.
Yeah.
So to help bring us together, what would you say you hate most about Jared?
I really hate that he just keeps socks of chili laying around. He like tucks them in between his bed a lot.
First off, that's my business.
Yeah. But you just put them everywhere.
It's my
it
thing.
Stinks.
Like, I've been doing sock chili for a long time.
Yeah, and he wears them. He wears them in his shoes, and then he takes them off and just leaves them laying.
What? And why do you make that about you?
Because it just seems very rude, because he comes up to my place sometimes and just leaves his chili socks.
Oh, sock chili.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I say every time he comes, I say, clean up your chili socks. And he doesn't.
Clean up your chili socks.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take sides on this, but I'm taking Caleb's side. That is really shitty of you.
Yeah.
Like, how could you?
Yeah, yeah.
And to, if I could quote another great scholar, Greta Thunberg, how dare you?
Mm. Well, let me ask you this. Like, is it that rude, like, if you just took your socks off in somebody's house because they don't like you to have shoes on? Like, because I feel like I'm being discriminated against because my socks contain chili. Because he doesn't complain to anybody else. Everybody else leaves socks up there, doesn't have a problem with it. But he has a problem with me because there's chili in mine.
It's the chili footprints that you leave all over the place.
I'm just saying.
On my new furs that's are all over
discriminatory
my house now.
Then
I got to scrub chili out of the furs, out of the grit of my floor. There's chili
everywhere.
So
he does not get mad at anybody else that takes their socks off in his house. Just me.
Well, I don't think it's right to bring your feet into someone else's house.
Yeah. So with chili on them. That.
With or without.
Yeah.
I just think he's discriminating.
Do you think he's more discriminating or being discriminatory?
He's being discriminatory. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm saying there's a standard in his house that you take your shoes off down to your bare feet. Everybody else that does it, he doesn't complain about. He only complains about me. And he only complains about me because there's chili in my socks.
Well, have you ever thought, like, you're his only Japanese friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
10 or 12 minutes.
Just saying. He doesn't complain to anybody else. It's just about the chili.
I'm going to have to get the chili bath back out so that you can take a
I
foot
want the
shower.
Chili bath.
Yeah, you're going to have to start taking feet
I want
showers.
The chili bath.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I'm going to leave it at the front of the door. You take your chili shoes and socks off and you do the chili bath before you can come in.
Maybe like a power washer.
Yeah,
after
yeah,
the
it's
chili
a little
bath.
Foot power washer that
Listen,
I made.
Listen, it's bad enough that I am years ahead of you guys with chili on my feet. And you
what
won't
is the properties? What does it do for you?
Everything.
That you've
everything.
Figured out.
Everything. It lowers the miles on your feet. No bone spurs. No stress fractures. You're not reading the medical advice that's coming out about chili on your feet.
What doctor wrote this book about chili feet?
Well, Dr. Kevorkian had a whole 3-volume set on it.
On chili feet?
Chili feet.
Damn.
Dr. Stephen
I'm not trying to take a side. I'm just saying facts are facts.
Dr. Stephen Marescu, author of the book, Chili Feet.
I guess I could see that. There could be some like beneficial factors.
If you were taking BP-157 and it was healing your bones and joints and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'm not over there like, get out of my house with your healing.
What?
And to Jared's credit, when you were playing baseball in his front yard and took steroids so you could play baseball better, he didn't like have a fuss about you bringing steroids to his front yard.
Yeah, I did do them just right in the front yard, didn't I? Right before I
threw baseball. Right in the driveway.
It is the same thing, kind of.
Kind of the same thing. I do just leave those needles laying around.
They got the caps on them, though.
Yeah.
No, I stepped on one.
Yeah.
No cap.
Sometimes it'll bust through
you
the cap.
Hepatitis C right
now.
No,
you're fine. You're fine. We got a cure for that here.
Is that chili?
It's chili.
No, it's in this chili right here. You just take a bite of the
bite
chicken
of that sandwich.
And
you're good.
Yeah.
So it actually looks good.
Yeah. It's been there for almost a year.
Is it? Are we at 8 months?
We're
9 months?
We're getting there.
When did we start Time for Pie? We don't even know.
Mm-mm.
Does somebody know in the chat?
What's Time for Pie?
Surprise.
Surprise.
We've been filming this whole thing.
What?
Oh, should we start it?
Yeah. You guys have cameras?
Yeah. There's a lot. There's 6 or 7 right now.
You're looking
at
yourself right now.
We're up on the
I don't see it.
How do you go back to the multi-view? We don't even know what time we're at.
I don't see any cameras.
That's because the hard drive stopped working. It's fine.
Oh, we're still recording though.
Okay. Still fine. It's
for fun. Oh, that's real.
It's fine. Yeah.
How many minutes are we at?
37 or so.
Okay.
Only 37. Are you sure?
Yeah. Wow. Time flies when you're.
We have
lying
to make
to
up
each other.
23 minutes of more bullshit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chop chop.
That'll be easy.
What, if I may?
Yes.
You may not.
What do you think? Like after humans are done, what do you think the next species will be that takes over the world and dethrones humans?
Cats.
Ooh. Cats.
100% cats.
There are no cats in America.
Yeah.
That's true.
Feifel, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What? You've never heard that song?
Shut up, Feifel.
He got it. He got it first.
Yeah.
Because you keep saying it.
You have been on a big Feifel kick lately.
No, I haven't.
I'm not against it, though.
I thought Five-O was a mouse.
Did I talk about Five-O last time?
Not in the podcast, just in life in general.
Oh, yeah, because I was talking about that. Yeah, because when we were in Salt Lake, I was talking about Five-O.
We were never in Salt Lake together.
Oh. Yes, you and I have been
Ouch.
Quite a few times.
No. Did you guys go to Salt Lake without me?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I was supposed to invite you. I forgot to do that.
Dude, I didn't have plans.
I completely forgot to do that.
No, I mean, it's fine. I could have gone. Yeah. Instead, I just sat on my couch being divorced.
Yeah, yeah. So, dude, shit. Evan was like, ask JP if he wants to come. I'm like, I'm gonna. And then I didn't.
And he did. Freddie,
were you at my house the day he told you to invite me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, how could you not even think of that?
Did Evan ask about me at all?
Yeah.
Because literally, whenever we talked about the new channel we're going to be working on, he was like, I love Dave.
I feel like you're just saying that to make me feel good.
Because when we mentioned us having everybody to film down here, he was like, yeah, he's like, you got Owen and Gallagher and Dave. And
Okay. I was last on the list, but I'm on the list. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys want to go to Salt Lake again, like maybe
tomorrow?
Wednesday? Or
Wednesday is good for me.
That sounds fun.
Do you want to start a new comedy troupe with us?
Yes.
We think that, you know, let's think about the greats in history. Whitest Kids You Know. Good Neighbor. You remember them?
No, not at all.
You don't?
I'm just trying to be agreeable.
A good portion of them are still on SNL.
Which is such a great show now. That's a great reference.
They
are the only ones that are good on it.
Yes, first started making internet content, and I guarantee, like, they did that. I think My Roommate's Gay, where the guy comes in, he's like checking his email. And he's like, oh, how'd these guys get here? You've had to have seen this. It was like OG viral. Like
to 50. Be agreeable, I definitely saw it.
All right, fine. We'll show you after this.
Okay,
Good Neighbor.
I got
crew.
You. It's funny.
Oh, Good Neighbor stuff.
Yeah, Good Neighbor stuff. Key and Peele, you know, obviously great. Yeah. Who's your sketch comedy go-to? I mean, I loved Corridor Digital and Freddie Wong and Rocket Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you watching?
Well, the best ones I remember being a kid in Living Color, like Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, some of the OGs, and then like old school Saturday Night Live.
We got to go back to YouTube days.
Yeah.
Because those were the creators that built
us. I hate everybody on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, hate. Very agreeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, who is that fucking kid?
Agreeable.
On your kick. Is that, am I saying that right?
A kid on my kick?
Yeah. You're on kick, right?
Yeah, I do kick, yeah.
Yeah, but kick paid some little fucking dipshit to go over there. Jack Dorsey.
Oh. Doherty.
Doherty.
Is that the one that's just like a little shit in public?
There is not a more...
Yeah, he's the one that just like does dumb shit
there's
in public.
Not a more repulsive...
Yeah.
Repulsive
awful
person
fucker.
On the planet.
Dude, it's...
I would love to just fund a movie kind of like Hostel where they just kidnapped Jack Doherty and tortured him until death.
Man.
And I would feel so good watching.
That's one of my biggest gripes with Kick is like it could be so good... And they've got a lot of good
Who's
things
going for
them.
Who's that other little goof nut?
They just he just keeps, and it's like it's a marketing thing.
That
it's all it
stupid,
is.
Stupid skinny little bitch. Who's the other guy?
There's a bunch. There's like there's 10 fuckers
Jack
on
Doherty,
Kick, man.
And then
that suck.
You know what I'm talking about? Like skinny weirdo that has some OnlyFans girlfriend, and he's always. There's one other dude
you
on.
You were describing.
Kick.
Oh, that like keeps cheating once. On him. Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh fuck.
He's
got, literally so many.
He got told he couldn't go to UFC and he was like throwing this was a couple months ago. He's throwing a giant fit in the car because they heard he was going. Fuck. I forget his name, dude. He's a little shit too.
But they just keep bringing all these like creators.
It's
over
like one word
to make people like pissed off about it. And it just gets more notoriety for Kick. And then they just have a bunch of like bullshit things that they do. And it's like, oh, Kick is in the news again for paying this dumb fucker a bunch of money. And now look at the shit he's doing on Kick. So it just keeps happening. And it kind of like, it's turned a lot of people off to Kick.
I want to fight Jack Doherty someday. Like, I just, not like a charity box.
He's just
Max,
like a little
like,
boy, though.
I
want to
break
he?
His orbital.
Yeah, he's just like a child.
Some charities might appreciate that.
Yeah, they maybe, would. Yeah. That would raise a lot of money for charity.
It would.
If it's there's like, probably some kids that make Wish Foundation where that well, because is their
the whole
wish.
Thing is like yeah. He hires security and then he fucks with people and then he has his security like fuck them up.
Yeah.
Like he did this whole he had this whole ordeal down on a boardwalk in New Jersey or some bullshit mm-hmm. where he's doing his stupid bullshit and some two old dudes called his ass and were like, shut the fuck up. And then he got fucking wrecked,
yeah.
like got rocked by some old dude and then had a security yeah. rush in. It's like, no, I want to get together like a nice special forces team. Any of you out there that are on ODAs right now that are bored, probably guard guys. We're going to go to Los Angeles. We're going to form a nice 12-man ODA and we're going to fucking hang around LA until we run into Jack Doherty and we're going to whoop his security's ass.
Yeah.
Together, and yeah. then we're going to fucking spank drag him. That kid with us, and we're going to teach him manners yeah, yeah. for like 48 hours
yeah.
to the point where he is scared. Like, we're going to do real scared straight. Like, I'm going to do
illegal scared straight.
Yeah. yeah. Like, you're getting kidnapped, yeah. you little bitch. Yeah,
like, he needs to have a militia experience.
Yeah.
I mean...
So he's just doing shit. It's not intelligent. It's low bar. Mm-hmm. It's at the expense of other people where he doesn't have to face the consequences of his actions. And he kind of hides like a coward
yep.
behind his security. So he doesn't have to face the consequences of his yeah. stupid actions.
Yeah. He's not like even doing anything illegal. He's just being a little bastard out in public and making people want to fight him. And then his big security guard comes and like beats their ass. Yeah.
I'm going to really find the, I'm going to find the clip really so I can sucks. Show you.
Jamie, pull that clip up.
I'm going to find it.
It's not oh. that kind of show.
Well, it'd be better if it was.
Yeah. It probably would. I don't even have internet on this computer. I've just been playing.
Like this is
that
how,
a real computer?
Yeah.
It's mostly. Been I've been playing that like T-Rex jumping game on Google when you don't have a connection.
Oh, dude, are you playing that game where you grab the eggs and you feed them to the egg
oh,
guy?
Oh yeah. So bad.
His security guard goes right in. Dude, instantly, before he even said anything, just the, if I may, cunt-like look on his face.
Oh, he is the most punchable face yeah. on the planet.
And then he talks and does this and then becomes 10x more punchable. Yeah.
Oh, and it just gets worse too. Like this just gets worse. His security rushes in, like, see, he's losing his mind like a little bitch, which is great because that's why I know how fast I could get him in a situation that he would melt down.
I'm sure.
Where it would just be like, yeah. oh, this is hilarious, dude. Let's play. You are not used to danger.
What I imagine he was raised very coddled, probably by rich parents. Never
and he's
had-
been making like YouTube videos since he was like 12 years old.
Yeah.
So
thinks very highly
I don't know
of himself.
Why, I don't know why Kick, like as a company though.
What is Kick? Is that a video
Kick is
platform?
Like
it's
like Twitch.
It's green okay. Twitch.
Yeah.
That's all okay. it is. Except they like are trying to do things like a little different. That's like trying to make people want to switch to it. Like, you know, Twitch is really bad for keeping like more than 50% of your, you know, your profit yeah. on there. Kick keeps like 4%. So it's like wildly, you know, more profitable. And Kick just released a thing to like certain creators. If you have like at least like 120 average viewers, you can get paid hourly just to stream. Yeah. So that's like people are like, oh fuck. Like that's also a killer revenue. And it's like $16 or $17 an hour. It's like a really,
so that's like a minimum wage job like just
to play video games.
Just to play. Like if you're already averaging that amount of viewers. So like people who are, you know, fucking streaming full time, you know, 40 to 60 hours a week, they're already making a fucking, you know, minimum wage job, just that on top of what they're making from fucking subs and shit.
Yeah.
So it's really, really profitable if you fucking go all in on it and really do it. Like, it's great for people, but...
You talked me into it. I'm joining Kick.
You should. I mean, yeah dude,
thank you for this.
Honestly, you would probably crush on it.
You probably really would, is like it, in
especially
reality,
if you played that egg game. where you click the eggs from one side and you put them in the big egg guy's mouth.
Yeah,
I'm sure that people would love that.
Yeah,
but I think I just say Jack Doherty, dude. I could just do his style videos.
Yeah,
where you go around and you harass people in their own.
Like, well, I heard about the profit.
Yeah,
split here now. Yeah. It changes everything.
And if they see you on there, they might just pay you a bunch just to be exclusively on Kick.
Nice. I'm actually, in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah,
you could.
They see that you're interested. They might be
like, but I mean, this is distracting from the fact that we're inviting you to a comedy troupe. Oh, like, yeah, we want to start a real one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why does Kick you know?
Comedy Brent show. Was telling me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Be a lot of
tell
fun.
Me no more. I'm in.
I love it.
Tell me even less.
And yeah, I'm just in. Shut up.
I just can't
just
wait.
Actually stop talking
completely
about it.
Completely shut up. Yeah. Don't talk about it ever again.
Yeah. Not once.
I'm in.
That's it.
How much do I have to pay to be in?
Zero.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is this multi-level marketing based?
No.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
Hmm.
We could make
it. You could have a whole bunch of little troops under them.
We started MLM with Instagram, like... crew.
Nobody's done it before.
Dude, nobody has. Hey, if you pay to have a membership, then you get tagged in Caleb's videos. Yeah. God, how many people would do that?
It could happen, yeah.
This is 800 tags.
Yeah.
Then you get all your friends and family to join.
Get part of it,
it's like a Scientology business. We're growing model accounts. For video content.
Yeah.
And MLM around it.
We could make that work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be easy.
Dude.
Draw up a plan on a post-it note. Yeah,
I'll
be
call
good.
My mom and sisters right after this and let them know they should subscribe.
What's your thoughts on growing more hair?
I would like to.
Same.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Wish that I could.
No, I have a line in some chemicals.
Mm-hmm. That you've been working on?
Yeah. I mean,
tell me more, because I am losing hair.
You're not losing that.
Yes, I am. I'm a balding fuck.
Hey. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. But tell me more about these
Caleb,
chemicals.
Take off your hat.
I'm already.
Yeah. Do you know how old he is?
I'm an entirely bald.
Do you have leukemia?
Do you know how old he is?
He's
26.
No.
Yes.
I guarantee he's in his 50s.
No.
How old are you?
26.
He's
26.
I'm 26.
You're at least 53.
I found this out yesterday. I had no clue. I thought he was 40.
Yeah, I'm 26.
He's 26.
I doubt you're smart enough to know how old you are. Do you have a copy of your birth certificate?
Right here.
Let me see.
No, I don't have that on.
No, I didn't think so. Yeah. What was it like in the 60s?
Your hat's rubbing on the
mic. There was a... You know, there was a lot of racism still.
I'm sorry you had to experience
in the 60s?
That. Yeah, I was a part of it.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
JT was telling me before the show that he doesn't feel passionate about much. He's a lover of life, but one thing he is passionate about is racism.
Mm-hmm.
He is very racist.
No, I was busy in the 60s working on rocket fuel. Like, there wasn't only a few of us that knew how to make it.
So you were just like, I'm going to take jobs from black people.
No, there was only a couple of us that knew how to make it. So we
because you don't think black people are smart enough to make rocket fuel?
No, I'm saying we were down in Galveston, Texas.
I know what
Texas.
You're saying.
Like, do you know we had to mix that shit with a Bodor?
And it melted them most of the
time. Yeah.
They had a pallet of Bodor.
Dude, we had it like, because no one knew how to make rocket fuel. And we're like, you just mix 91 and 93 and 89 all together. And it's rocket fuel.
I remember when the Bodor fire happened in 63. I
told you we're not talking about the fire, dude.
Same fire that we're talking about?
I don't want to talk
about. Do you realize how privileged you are to be someone who needs rocket fuel?
That is true.
I can't wait until we have that shit just on tap.
Yeah.
You going to drink it?
I might.
No,
we might need to at that point.
No.
That might be what we have to drink.
I would say if you run out of Ultimate Milk, rocket fuel is definitely
probably
second
be
best.
Close to
it might be better than Ultimate Milk. I'll need to see the spreadsheets.
The numbers, yeah. I could drink a little of each, you know, each week. One week I'll drink just Ultimate Milk.
Yeah.
1 week I'll just do rocket fuel.
I could imagine intermittent fasting with rocket fuel could just be nuts.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Imagine.
Dude.
just like you just could have
invented a new dime.
Dude, yeah. And the rocket fuel, how is that not going to boost your metabolism by 50, 60,000?
I mean, that's what, 50 or 60,000 parts per million. People don't understand how you measure rocket fuel.
Yeah, dude, and you look at how popular Ozempic is.
Yeah.
Start injecting rocket fuel, preferably drink it, get the full benefits.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting 50,000 times the power.
Easy.
Ozempic can suck it, dude.
Yeah, Ozempic's like an electric car compared to rocket fuel.
Yeah, and rocket fuel's like a drag racer.
I like that. I'd shoot it right into my legs.
Yeah.
The parts that propel me. You see how fast I could run?
Should we buy a boat?
Fast.
For, like, fishing?
No.
For what? We couldn't fish on it?
We could fish on it, but why the fuck do we want a fishing boat?
That'd be fun.
No, I'm JT on this. I think a fun boat that you can fish on, where a fishing boat, it's not a fun boat that you can only fish on.
Okay.
But you can watch OnlyFans.
I think I can get us a fun boat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of boat are we talking?
Taiga.
Oh, like wake surfing and whatnot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I ruptured my patella tendon behind one of those kind of boats.
Ooh. Did you hit something?
No, I tried to do a trick that I used to know on a wakeboard, and then I just hit the water, and I looked down, and my kneecap was up here.
Ooh, oh,
cool.
Yeah.
That's ouch.
It was an ouch.
Yeah.
There was a...
So I'm in on the boat, by the way. Yeah. Still have one good kneecap.
Yeah.
There was a band by the name of Walk Off the Earth that did a song.
I've just been listening to them.
Really?
Yeah.
They were one of the first people to cover somebody that I used to know. And they made that song popular.
They did.
Yes,
they did.
100%.
Like, what was it? Five people on one guitar? Yes, Super good.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good. The blonde girl and everybody. Oh,
yeah.
God, they've stole a few of my videos.
What?
Yeah.
Stolen them?
Yeah.
Dude, they did, Walk Off the Earth did a cover of
Hello.
A Christmas in New York.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And it's my favorite. Like, I redid that song, their version of it.
Have you heard their cover of Adele's song, Hello?
No.
Super good. Gotta watch it. You'd love it, especially if they steal some of your material.
My videos, I'm going to be really pumped.
Why are they stealing your videos? Oh, they post them on Facebook?
No, just some things that they did. Like two of my videos, they just like...
Have you messaged them and been like, we like you?
Well, 1,000 people were tagging me and they're like, hey, like, you should probably credit Caleb for this because this isn't a trend. This is a very specific video that Caleb made and you guys just redid it with your children.
Oh, were they like... trying to do it. It was not a music thing, but a comedy thing.
Yeah, they were just doing random comedy videos and just doing word for word my videos, like two of them.
That seems slightly suspicious.
Yeah, it was. It was very odd. Yeah.
Huh.
I was like,
This is your chance to reach out and get us friends with them.
No, they finally tagged me in them after that.
Yeah, but we should talk to them now. We want to know them. Well,
while you make enemies with them, make us friends with them.
Okay, yeah. I'll get you guys hooked up, then I'm going to fight them all.
You should.
I think they do Caleb's videos better than Caleb, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I've even seen it. You didn't even know.
I thought you were stealing their videos.
Oh, you did. You thought you were.
It's not true.
This is obscure, but maybe. Maybe you might know. You ever heard of Steam Powered Giraffe?
I have not.
Damn. Okay, they have a song
they called... They also steal my videos.
No,
do they?
Bastards.
They have a song called Bumblebee. And then my brother sent me a link the other night of... a YouTube channel that's just called, like, I'm going to pull it up because it's so freaking funny.
Do you guys know I'm on YouTube?
These people look like Fallout and Dracula. YouTube.com. Had a baby.
Oh, yeah. It's called Apartment Sessions.
I do videos.
Shit. About what?
I do videos about Walk Off the Earth videos that are about your videos. They're pretty good.
Damn, dude, that's niche.
I don't think I'd like them.
So he showed me this channel that are called Apartment Sessions where they have like every instrument in an orchestra slammed into an apartment.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Huh? It's so funny,
Steam-powered giraffe.
Yeah, steam-powered giraffe, honeybee. And my honeybee.
That's cool.
It's not playing fake video.
It's fine. It's we're in kind of a hole here.
Yeah.
We don't get good service. But I can show you later.
Do you guys want to start recording soon?
Yeah, we could probably start the real show now.
All right.
Welcome to
this is the
Time for Pies.
Caleb Show. It is a Caleb Show. It is my favorite show because it is his show.
Welcome to my show. I've got a bunch of fucking idiots here today.